So if you've ever shopped for a supplement, you know how confusing it sometimes can be. And on the show today, we'll talk about how to select the best nutraceuticals for you. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. I bet if you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio on Saturday mornings at 7, you'll recognize that music because it's kind of the intro music that Joe and Terry Graydon use for their very popular radio show, The People's Pharmacy. And they are with us today to help you with your supplement questions, and I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234 with your questions, or you can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. Joe, welcome.
Larry, it's so good to be with you.
Terry, so good to hear your voice. I think.
Well, Larry, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, we had so much fun the last time we were on. You know, this is our WPR fall membership drive. You know, it's the time when we ask our listeners to or remind them that they rely on our programs for news, for information, for great shows like yours. And we want them to join in with a contribution at 1-800. Well, no, it's not 1-800. It's 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552. Or go online to WPR.org. And I'm bringing this up right away because we have a wonderful premium that we can offer with every gift of $10 a month or more. The book, Fortify Your Life, Your Guide to Vitamins, Minerals, and More. And maybe just to start, give us a little thumbnail of what our listeners can find when they open the book.
Well, first of all, we have to tell you, Larry, that our guest, who is probably one of the most favorite guests of our listeners, is Dr. Tarone Lowdog. Now, she is a medical doctor. She was trained at University of New Mexico. She's also, I would say, one of the country's, maybe one of the world's leading experts on the science behind herbs, vitamins, minerals, dietary supplements. She is very much based in science. This is her book, Fortify Your Life. We rely on it because it is jam-packed with valuable information.
So, and Dr. Lowdog looks in this book at what supplements you might need. She looks at all the vitamins. She tells you where you would be getting them in your diet if you were following your doctor's advice to eat a well-balanced diet, which, by the way, nobody knows what that
means. Well, Larry, I've got to share with you the report card, because the report card came out yesterday.
Oh.
Terry, where was it published?
It was published in JAMA, which used to be the Journal of the American Medical Association, and now, like NPR, has shortened its name to just initials.
And it's not a pretty sight, Larry. The report card is terrible. Americans consume 42% of their daily calories from, get ready, crappy carbs. I mean, it's like, you know,
40%.
Pizza, 42%. I mean, starchy vegetables, added sugar, refined grains.
Well, they actually said that between 1999 and 2016, Americans started eating a little bit better. And although they were able to eke out statistical significance, it's pretty modest, the improvement.
Well, let me give you an example. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Is your seatbelt tight?
It's tight.
Good, because yesterday in the Washington Post, it was announced that KFC has a new, get ready, a new delicious sandwich. It's fried chicken and glazed donuts. The chicken is in between two donuts.
Now, you mentioned carbohydrates of little nutritious value, right, Joe?
Well, I implied, yes. I don't want to say anything bad about this sandwich, Terry.
No, of course not.
But
I wouldn't put it at the top of my food pyramid. Well, actually, I would put it at the very top, like to be eaten extremely rarely, if
right.
at all.
Dr. Walter Willett, one of our guests, used to be chairman of nutrition at Harvard School of Public Health. And this would not be high on his list of nutritious foods. So if you want to know what foods to eat to get all of the dietary needs that really would be good for you, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, all of the extra stuff, well, you need to make a call right now. 888-202-2552 is the number to call. You can also go online to where, Terry?
WPR.org.
And make your pledge to this amazing, amazing radio network where you get some of the coolest information anywhere and get a copy of Fortify Your Life by pledging to support this amazing, amazing radio network.
You know, Joe, when you mentioned 42%, I heard 40%, and probably the reason I was thinking 40% is that listener support is the single largest piece of our budget and provides about 40% of our budget. And the Ideas Network, it's available to the whole community, and we want to thank everybody for their support. If you haven't given, what a great time to give. You can get a copy of Fortify Your Life, Your Guide to Vitamins, Minerals, and More. For a contribution of $10 a month or more, just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That is the number to call. Maddie in De Pere has a question for you, too. So let's go there. Maddie, hi.
Hi, Joe and Terry. I wish you were on our station 3 or 4 times a week. Your show is that important.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Well, thank you.
But I also, would you tell people how important it is to have their blood test for vitamin D level and magnesium done? And also, there are actually doctors that tell people who are low on vitamin D not to take supplements if they don't work. Will you please clarify that for the people that they do work?
It is important to have your blood tested. And actually, in Fortify Your Life, Dr. Lodog describes how you can do that. And actually, how you can even order your own blood tests in some states, and I'm not sure if Wisconsin is one of them, if your doctor won't cooperate.
Yeah, people don't realize that they can become much more active in their own health care. And the idea of ordering your own blood test seems so bizarre. But if you watch any television now, you know that there are self-tests like Cologuard for colon cancer screening, where you can also be tested for like B12. I mean, if you are taking a diabetes drug like metformin, or if you're taking a an acid suppressing drug like a PPI, proton pump inhibitor, you can buy these now over the counter like Nexium or Prilosec or Prevacid, you may be low in B12. You can get it tested.
And you may also be low in magnesium.
Well, here's another
point. It's a little harder to test for magnesium, but it is possible.
It is. But here's the point that Maddie was making. Vitamin D, I mean, we are told, wear your sunscreen. If you go out in the sun, wear your sunscreen. That will prevent the formation of vitamin D.
And, of course, in Wisconsin, summer is shorter. And so you've got less time in which to make vitamin D if you're not wearing sunscreen.
So, Maddie, you're right on target. And people are low in magnesium. That's why they don't realize a lot of the medications they're taking. So the diuretics, for example, some of the other drugs that they're on. You know, if you're taking a drug for your arthritis, an NSAID like ibuprofen, if you're taking an ACE inhibitor like lisinopril to control your hypertension, or one of the ARBs like valsartan or losartan, if you're taking a beta blocker like metoprolol, and so many people take diuretics these days because they're on blood pressure pills and they're in there, you may be low in things like zinc, which is so important. You may be low in CoQ10, B vitamins. So, A, it's really important to look in Dr. Lodog's book, Fortify Your Life. She will tell you which medications deplete your body of essential nutrients.
And this is information you don't get anywhere else, so it's really critical. The number to call, 888-202-2552. Ask for your paperback version of Fortify Your Life for your gift of $10 a month or more, and it's worth much more, I promise you.
Much more, much more. You can go to WPR.org as well. Go to WPR.org to make your contribution. And, of course, any amount is fine. We are happy to have a gift of any amount. Any amount truly makes a difference. So whatever amount feels right to you, you know, kind of that's the right amount we'd like you to contribute. But if you can contribute $10, the equivalent of $10 a month or more, we're going to be happy to send you a copy of the book. We kind of have a little bit of a goal here of 30 or so people to contribute during this hour of the show. We've got a good start here, but we still need your support. I hope you'll contribute again at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You were talking about magnesium, and William had already emailed to ask how does he know if he's deficient and what supplements should he take to remedy that magnesium deficiency? Would eating more green leafy vegetables cure the deficiency?
Well, first of all, a blood test. And you may have to ask for it because doctors will often test for potassium, which is important. Don't want to in any way diminish the significance of potassium. It's a critical electrolyte. But magnesium sometimes gets forgotten. So number one, definitely get measured for magnesium. And then, Terry, when it comes to supplements and green leafy vegetables?
Well, as it turns out, some of the symptoms of magnesium deficiency include leg cramps, insulin resistance, migraines, fatigue, and high blood pressure.
And you're getting that directly out of the book.
I mean, I am getting it right out of the book. I might as well go to the source. And here are some good food sources of magnesium: cooked spinach, black beans, pumpkin seeds, almonds, cashews, soy milk, peanut butter, avocados, whole wheat bread, brown rice. So you're getting the picture. It's not just green leafy vegetables, but it definitely is a lot of whole foods.
And does Dr. Lodog mention any particular magnesium supplement? Because, Larry, you said, you know, what do I do? What do I take? And sometimes people get confused. They go into the pharmacy or the health food store. There's so many supplements.
She points out that the RDA is 320 milligrams. She talks a little bit about magnesium oxide is less expensive, but it's also like more likely to cause digestive distress. taking too much magnesium can lead to diarrhea. So she suggests that magnesium glycinate, magnesium malate, magnesium bisglycinate might be much easier on the tummy. And she points out you need to not take magnesium. This is very important. If your kidneys do not work well, do not take magnesium supplements. That could be a problem.
You can join in with your questions, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Our guests today, Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy. I'm Larry Mueller. Dave Potratz, our engineer, Jill Nadeau, our producer, and you are listening to the Ideas Network. We're making some sense of supplements on the Ideas Network today. I'm Larry Mueller, and pleased to have Joe and Terry Graydon with me, co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy. They're with us through the WUNC radio studios in North Carolina. It's great to have them along, not only to talk about supplements, but also to talk about our fall membership drive. They have obviously their show on public radio is very popular. They love public radio. What about you? Do you love the shows? Do you love their show? Do you like listening to this program? I hope you'll join in and make a contribution. Listener support still the largest source of our budget, and we really need your help during our fall membership drive. Easy to do. Takes you just a minute. go to WPR.org and make your contribution, or you can phone us at 888-202-2552. Love to hear from you. You know, Pat emailed here with another question for you, Joe and Terry. This has to do with taking tart cherries. Will taking tart cherry help joint pain?
And the answer is quite possibly. We can't make any promises about joint pain for any particular medicinal food, but tart cherries should be considered a medicinal food. And for some people, they do seem to really help joint pain.
Well, there have actually been studies. You know, a lot of times when we talk about dietary supplements or home remedies, health professionals go, well, where's the research? You know, that sounds like an old wives' tale. But in point of fact, an exercise physiologist in New York has
Dr. McHugh.
Dr. McHugh. He has a wonderful, is it a Scottish accent? Irish.
I think so.
But he's just marvelous. And he said, you know, I didn't believe it. I did not believe it. I was going to prove that tart cherry juice doesn't work. Well, he had to eat his cherry juice, I guess, because he discovered it did work, and it worked surprisingly well, and he's now taking it himself.
Well, he did placebo-controlled trials, and they used, you know, cherry-flavored beverage that didn't have any actual cherry in it as the placebo, and the tart cherry juice was far more effective.
It improved performance of athletes, and in addition, it helped relieve arthritis pain. So cheap. And no side effects that we know of.
Well, cheap is in relative terms.
Compared to the prescription drugs.
Cheaper than prescription drugs. It's not the cheapest juice you could buy.
But it's tastier, too, than a prescription.
It is very
much tastier.
It is very tasty. And Larry, we want to encourage listeners to become sustainers of Wisconsin Public Radio to make sure that you stay on the air and keep providing that great information.
Well, here's the thing. Your health is your wealth. I mean, you can have a nice car. You can have a nice house. You can have, you know, a boat to go out on one of the lakes. But if your health is not good, you can't enjoy any of those things. And one of the things that Dr. Lowdog does in her book, Fortify Your Life, is basically give you a guidebook to how to stay healthy, because prevention is the best medicine. And, you know, you've been told by your doctor, by every health professional you've ever run into, eat a well-balanced diet. But what does that mean? In order to understand which foods are high in which nutrients and should be a part of your daily diet, you're going to want to make a call right now, 888-202-2552. Make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and our way of saying thank you is a copy of Fortify Your Life, your guide to vitamins, minerals, and more. And she tells you which foods are high in things like zinc that there's a good chance you could be low in. And by the way, zinc, good for your brain.
Oh, I need a little more zinc, maybe.
But we all do.
We probably, all of us could. And by the way, that paperback version of Fortify Your Life comes with your gift of $10 a month or more. Or if you just want to contribute $120 right off the bat, that would be fine, too. Easy to do. Go to WPR.org. Or you can phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during this fall membership drive. It's so, so, so important to hear from you. And so if you've been thinking about it, now's the time to not think anymore. Take some action and join in with your contributions. We would really appreciate it. You know, the book, Fortify Your Life, I thought, okay, I'm just going to open up the book to any page. And I looked down, and I read most of the really disturbing news about supplements is not about vitamins, minerals, or common nutritional supplements. The real problematic supplements are typically those we associate with things like weight loss, bodybuilding, and sexual enhancement. And I've often, you know, you can hear or you read about oh, I lost 100 pounds after this supplement, or I have my wife, a guy will say, my wife can't believe that I have been able to perform, or what, you know, you hear those things, and really there isn't any of it based on science at all, is there?
Not so far as we have seen.
Yeah, the claims are unbelievable.
And some of these supplements actually can be dangerous, particularly the ones that bodybuilders use. People can get into trouble with them, so you really need to know what you're doing. You won't find much information about them in Fortify Your Life because Dr. Lowdog stuck to the ones that she thinks are important.
Well, for example, this idea of performance enhancers. Dr. Lowdog mentions zinc. And it turns out, again, that people are often low in zinc. If you're taking a blood pressure pill that has a diuretic in it, for example, or an ACE inhibitor like lisinopril, you may be low in zinc. And it turns out that zinc is important for testosterone. So you need zinc not just for your brain, but for other parts of your body as well. And she will tell you which foods are high in zinc. She'll tell you how much you need in the way of a dietary supplement. If you're not very fond of oysters or clams or some of those other shellfish. So, I mean, that's the wonderful thing about this book. It really does provide you a quote-unquote detailed, well-balanced diet to get the nutrients you need. And if you can't, if you go, I just don't like fish, I don't like clams, well, how much should you take in the way of a supplement? And she will provide you with that. The number, again, I bet you have it memorized, Larry. It's 888-202-2552. Or online, for those of you who'd like to go to your computer, WPR.org. I mean, this is essential information you will not get anyplace else.
And keep in mind, as we move into cold and flu season, that zinc is also crucial for your immune system.
As is vitamin D.
And again, let me give that again. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. As you listen, I bet you may listen to the Ideas Network every day or maybe just every other day, but you rely on the program, this program and the many news programs that we have, the information programs that we have, they become important to your life. We're listener supported, so your gift really makes WPR possible. So I hope you'll give today your gift. Any amount truly makes a difference. If you can afford to give at least $10 a month or more, we'll send you a copy of Fortify Your Life, Your Guide to Vitamins, Minerals, and More, written by Dr. Lowdog. It's a wonderful book, and tell you what, you're going to learn a lot. You can open up, I would venture to say, Joe and Terry, that you can open up any page in this book and probably learn something you didn't know.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, for example, I just opened it up to page 185. It says, warning, get your potassium through healthy eating. And that's really, really important. And people say, yeah, well, what foods? Where should I get my potassium?
Well, and specifically, not to rely on supplements for potassium, because you could get too much that way. And too much potassium is just as dangerous as too little.
Now, you know, for some people, Larry, they hear $10 a month. Gee, I don't know if I can afford that. Well, how much do you spend on medicines? Over-the-counter, vitamins and dietary supplements, and prescription medicine. How much is your copay if you're taking any drugs at all that your doctor has prescribed, or over-the-counter medications for heartburn, for athlete's foot, whatever it may be? You probably are spending more than $10 a month, and I can assure you that Fortify Your Life is going to be essential if you're taking any medications at all.
So go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution right now. We have kind of a goal of 30 or so callers to contribute during this hour. We've still got a ways to go on that. We're about halfway there, almost halfway there. But and we're halfway through this hour. So I guess we're running on track, Joe and Terry. But just again, if you haven't contributed yet, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And I guess you kind of answered this, but John was wondering if before adding a supplement, should you change your diet first?
That's usually a good idea if you're thinking of changing it in the direction of making it more healthful. We couldn't possibly discourage somebody from that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're eating two or three glazed donuts every morning for breakfast.
You've got it in for the glazed donuts today, don't you, Jeff?
I mean, the article in the Washington Post said it was just delicious, unbelievably tasty. And I'm thinking, yeah, I kind of understand that. Fried chicken in between two glazed donuts.
It doesn't sound good to me, but I'll grant you that other people might like it.
Just might love it. I mean, it might be crunchy and it might have a little, well, who knows?
And it's got that sweet, well, who
yeah.
knows?
Yeah. But the bottom line is you should always change your diet for the better.
And not towards the glazed
and
donuts.
And not assume that the dietary supplements are going to solve the problem.
That's right. Dietary supplements are not in any way intended to be a substitute for eating a sensible diet.
And that's what Dr. Lowdog has told us over and over again. Start with healthy food. And she will spell out exactly what she means when she says healthy. Because, you know, sometimes a doctor will say, well, eat a well-balanced diet.
And that's, you know, that's as far as you get. It's not bad advice. It's just not useful. It doesn't tell you what you need to know. And you will get what you need to know from Fortify Your Life. So think about that and call 888-202-2552. Fortify Your Life is yours as our thank you gift for your pledge of support, $10 a month minimum.
Or go to WPR.org. You can do it that way as well.
Exactly right.
And Dennis in Two Rivers has a question for you. So let's go there and see what's on Dennis's mind. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I have trouble with restless legs and tension, and sometimes magnesium helps, but sometimes it doesn't seem to be enough. And I know, yeah, eating a balanced diet would be great, but then a balanced diet isn't necessarily standardized. So thinking, well, if I know how much magnesium I'm taking in, then what about maybe other minerals, like whether it's zinc or something else that might keep my legs from being restless?
Well, first of all, I have to say that a lot of people have no idea what you're talking about when you say restless legs.
Yeah.
It sounds so trivial.
So maybe, Dennis, you could tell us what it feels like.
Well, it's just it's hard to stay still. I go to bed, sometimes I get to sleep, then I end up waking up, and I'm getting up, and I either need to exercise, which isn't good for getting to sleep, because then I end up waking up even more, but I need to get rid of some of this excess energy. But some of it's just tension, where my legs just are tense, and it's like they want to run.
Boy.
Well, it's a creepy, crawly feeling for some people. For other people, it's unbelievably distressing. And so it may not sound bad, but trust us when we tell you that restless leg syndrome, or RLS for short, is a very big deal.
Now, there has been some research done. Unfortunately, it was a long time ago and hasn't been followed up very well, showing that supplements, actually, B vitamin and iron supplements, can really help cut down on the problems with restless leg syndrome. But you might need to ask your doctor to do some blood tests to see how your blood levels are.
And I think that as long as you're taking a modest amount of magnesium in addition to a diet that's high in green leafy vegetables, that might be beneficial. And now we're going to share a wacky home remedy.
Yeah.
Oh. What
yes.
have you got for us?
Well, one thing we've got is soap under the bottom sheet.
Now, you may have heard about soap against leg cramps, because there are people who will wake up in the middle of the night with a terrible Charlie horse. But other people will tell us, it also helps for restless legs. Not everybody, but some people. And boy, you can't get cheaper than soap.
And some people put little soap chips in their socks, and they say that helps their restless legs. So we don't have good science on this. Actually, we don't have any science on this. It's a home remedy. We have a hypothesis about how it might be working, but on the other hand, it won't hurt. It might help. It doesn't cost very much. You could try it out.
So if this is the kind of information that you value, give us a call. And when I say us, I mean Wisconsin Public Radio, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org online. I mean, if that's useful information for you, if you know somebody who suffers from RLS or leg cramps, this kind of information can make a huge difference in their lives. And if you want to know more about where to find those B vitamins, where to find that magnesium, where to find that potassium in your food, make that pledge, our way of saying thank you. Fortify Your Life from Dr. Tirone Lodog at $10 a month. It is a bargain.
It is indeed. And when Dennis called about restless leg, I looked to see if Dr. Lodog had something on it. And indeed she does. And she mentions iron as a possible deficiency, just as you both just did. So there
you
go. You
know, deficiencies are surprisingly common. Whether it's iron, whether it's potassium, magnesium, or zinc, whether it's some of those B vitamins that we've been talking about. I mean, most people think, well, I'm getting all I need from my diet. Maybe not, especially if you're taking medications.
Well, imagine folic acid for a second. We've been talking about green leafy vegetables, and unless you are eating a diet that's rich in greens and beans, you might not be getting all the folic acid you need. This is especially important for women of childbearing age, because adequate folic acid can prevent those neural tube defects in an infant. But it's important for everyone to get adequate folic acid.
And Dennis, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. If you have a question or a comment for our guests today, Joe and Terry Graydon from the People's Pharmacy. It's always wonderful talking with them. You can join in. 1-800-642-1234. Give a call with your questions or email us at ideas@WPR.org. And I can't let another minute slip by without mentioning some other places to call, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're in the midst of our WPR Fall Membership Drive. It's your opportunity to support the programs that you've come to rely on for news, for information, interesting conversations. It's a go-to place for many people, and I hope it is for you. And if it is, I hope you'll join in with a contribution at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And if you can contribute $10 a month or more, we'll be happy to send you a copy of Dr. Lodog's book titled Fortify Your Life. And really, you can only get that book here or through your website. Isn't that right, Terry?
That is correct. The paperback version is available only as our thank you gift for your support of public radio, or through the People's Pharmacy website.
So, if you've been thinking about it, now's the time to act. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Leslie in Milwaukee has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Larry. I just had a comment on the gentleman who had called in about his restless leg syndrome.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What I have found, and just kind of doing my own research, was that that's typically caused by heavy metal deposits in certain parts of the brain. I believe the frontal lobe is what tends to cause that. You know, we all kind of accrue heavy metals in our day-to-day lives every day in our brains and bodies, but for some reason, when it deposits in certain parts in that area, that's that's what can be caused.
Well, Leslie, thanks for calling. Joe and Terry, any comment on that?
Well, Leslie has brought up something we're not very familiar with, so we'll have to look it up.
Well, if you go to the standard medical websites like the Mayo Clinic, like the Cleveland Clinic, like WebMD, what they will tell you is we don't know what causes restless leg syndrome. It's a mystery.
It's a neurological condition. That much we do know. But we don't know exactly what causes it.
And what they do oftentimes is prescribe a medication called, ropinirole. What's it? Requip?
Requip.
And there's another
Miramex.
Miramex. And these drugs have often been used for Parkinson's disease, and they have a really interesting side effect profile, Larry. Sometimes people fall asleep.
No.
In the middle of the day. If you're driving, that's not a good thing.
No.
But there's another really bizarre side effect. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Addictive behavior. I mean, you could have a person who's living in Milwaukee who is absolutely straight and narrow. They get on one of these medications, and all of a sudden they start shopping like crazy. And they go, why did I buy 10 of these weird teacups? Or they'll start gambling and spend tens of thousands of dollars. Or even we've heard about sex addicts, all because of the medication they're taking for restless leg syndrome. Now, it's fortunately relatively uncommon, but that's not the kind of side effect you want to mess around with. So that's why we love the idea of simple remedies, things like minerals, things like soap. And, yeah, stay away from those heavy metals. They're not good for you.
Leslie, thank you again. Faith in Madison will give you a chance. Hi, Faith.
Hi. I love the idea of using vitamins and minerals for health. My question is, how do we know? If I wanted to find out what my levels were and if I had any deficiencies, how would I go about doing that? Could I count on my insurance to cover it? And how often should I be tested and for what?
So in Fortify Your Life, Dr. Lowdog tells you about the testing. I do not know whether your insurance will cover it. And that probably is going to vary from one insurance plan to another and whether or not your doctor prescribes the test or not. And that will depend to a certain extent on your doctor's level of knowledge about these nutrients.
Well, if you're taking any medication, if you have any health conditions, I'm pretty sure that your physician will go along with it. If, you know, for example, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, your doctor should be pretty enthusiastic about having a blood test to check on your vitamin B12 levels. And so I would encourage your doctor just to be on the safe side to order such a test. And you may find that if you look in the back of Dr. Lowdog's book for one of the places where you can actually order it yourself, it may be a lot less expensive than something that is done through a commercial laboratory that a doctor has to prescribe. So explore, and you may find ways to really discover what your levels are, if you're deficient in anything, and how much you should take. And that's another good point. In Fortify Your Life, Dr. Lowdog gives you guidelines about how much is enough, how much is too much, and what the best form of that vitamin or dietary supplement is.
And you can get a copy of that book with your contribution of $10 a month or more to WPR.org. Just go there, WPR.org, or phone 888-202-2552. Talking today with Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, heard on WPR on Saturday mornings. Joe, a pharmacologist, Terry, a medical anthropologist. And as you've been hearing, they have some great ideas, great information to share with you as we talk about making sense of supplements. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here visiting today with Joe and Terry Graydon from the People's Pharmacy. zeroing in a bit on how we can make sense of supplements. So it's always wonderful to have them come by. And, of course, you hear them every Saturday morning right here on Wisconsin Public Radio at 7 o'clock. Just a quick announcement. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, of course, has announced plans to begin a formal impeachment inquiry of President Trump. So tonight at 7, tune in for a live NPR special report about what led to this decision and what happens next. That's tonight at 7 on the Ideas Network. For right now, though, you have a question for us, give a call, 1-800-642-1234. And here's that other number, 888-202-2552. Make your contribution during our fall membership drive. Ask for your paperback version of Fortify Your Life, and you can receive it with a gift of $10 a month or more. We'd love to have you do that. Really would. Nancy in Grafton has a question for you, too. Let's go there.
Hello.
Hi.
This is my question. I take one pill, a Losartan, high blood pressure. Because, you know, I was a little weak. One day I was kind of loose. And I forgot to take all my pills. I decided not to take them. And so then I got up one night, and man, alive. I couldn't grab down to a chair and the walls and everything. And my son took me over to the clinic, and they said, oh, your blood pressure is 210 over 100.
Yikes.
You better go back on your Losartan. So I'm taking this Losartan once a day, you know. However, now I see once again, same company has called, they have something called, I guess, and they got some kind of ingredients in the Losartan. And it's the second time this Torrent company is what manufactures this drug. And it's got stuff in it supposed to be recalled. So how do you know if your batch is a recallable one? Do you have to go to the pharmacy again or what?
Well, it's a tale of woe and intrigue. I'm so sorry about that, Nancy. I mean, here's the deal. It all started over a year ago in China, thanks to a Chinese drug company, manufacturing company. They had put, by mistake or by accident or who knows how, a carcinogen, a probable carcinogen, in Valsartan, an ARB that we call them. And it has also been found in Losartan and Irbesartan. The Torrent company, by the way, from India, was found to have in their Losartan 50 and 100 milligram pills a probable carcinogen. Terry, do you remember the
NMBA.
And the bottom line is go to the Food and Drug Administration's website or go to peoplespharmacy.com. We just wrote about it yesterday and, in fact, a couple times this week. But this brings up a whole point, and that is if you can get your blood pressure down without medication, and obviously in your situation you can't stop taking your ARB, you have to stay on that medication because 200 is way too high. But there are ways to get blood pressure down naturally. Potassium and magnesium are minerals that can help control blood pressure. And by the way, a lot of the diuretics deplete the body of those important minerals we were talking about.
We should point out that Losartan is not a diuretic.
No, it's not. But there are often diuretics with it. But here's something that everybody needs to know about. And that is you've been told if you have high blood pressure, you have to be on a low-salt diet. Right, Larry? You've heard that.
Yes, I have.
And a lot of people go to the salt substitutes in the grocery store. They often have potassium chloride instead of sodium in them. Now, here is a possible interaction that could be lethal. If you are taking a drug like an ACE inhibitor, now that would be like lisinopril or even the ARBs.
Anything that ends in a pril is an ACE inhibitor.
Or a sartan, S-A-R-T-A-N.
Those are the ARBs.
Add to them one of these salt substitutes that's high in potassium, you can end up with something called hyperkalemia, too much potassium. That can be deadly. And oh, by the way, that same interaction can occur with an antibiotic called cotrimoxazole. SMZ-TMP is the way the pharmacists abbreviate it. So it's really important to know about which supplements are okay, which are necessary, and which are dangerous. And in this particular case, Salt substitutes can be extremely hazardous with these lisinopril-type ACE inhibitors. So bottom line, go to the FDA's website if you need to find out which drugs have been banned, and ask your physician maybe to consider a different ARB or a different blood pressure medication if yours is contaminated.
Yeah. But do not stop taking your Losartan until your doctor has given you a way to transition to the next medication.
There you go, Nancy. Thank you so much for calling. And, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking, man, the information we're getting today on the show is actually life-saving, could be life-saving for many people.
Indeed, it could be. And the Torrent recall is brand new just this week. So this is this week's news.
Yeah. I said it earlier. I'll repeat it. Your health is your wealth. You know, money in the bank doesn't do you any good if you end up in the emergency room with hyperkalemia. So it's really important. Consider $10 a month. If you make that pledge right now to Wisconsin Public Radio, our thank you gift, fortify your life.
And the number to call is 888-202-2552. You can also make your pledge online. It's easy. WPR.org. It's secure.
And do that right now. We're coming up to the end of our hour. And, you know, the end of the hour is sometimes we have a little rush of people thinking, oh, I want to get this in before the end of the hour. Well, if you've been thinking about that, now's the time to really act, because there's only about 5 minutes left until the end of the hour. If you've been thinking about it and haven't made that decision, now's the time to make that decision and go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. You were talking earlier, Joe, about terrible addictive behaviors, but I think there are some people who are addicted a bit to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, that's the kind of addiction we want to encourage.
Well, there's this thing called sustainers. It means that you make a regular monthly pledge, and that's the kind of, and I don't even want to call it an addiction, behavior that we approve of.
That's for sure. And, you know, any amount, your gift, any amount is also allowing you a chance to win a Hamilton ticket package, two tickets to see Hamilton in Chicago, plus you get an overnight stay. We'll put you up in a nice hotel and dinner out as well. And that's for everyone who calls in with a gift of any amount. And how do you do that? You go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. It's wonderful to have that chance to win those tickets, but I hope you'll contribute because of shows like this one with all the valuable information that Joe and Terry Graydon have come with us today, and certainly more to come. It's the kind of program we like to do here at from 11 to 1230 on the Ideas Network. And we hope that you'll support us in our effort. Give us a call at 888-202-2552. You can make your contribution there. Or you can go to WPR.org. Just go online, WPR.org, and you can make your gift there. And any amount truly does make a difference. If you can afford $10 a month or more, we'll be happy to send you a copy of Dr. Lodog's book that we've been talking about through this hour called Fortify Your Life, Your Guide to Vitamins, Minerals, and More. And there's so much more in the book that we haven't even talked about yet, Joe and Terry.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, we are always fond of healthy food. I mean, that is a pillar of what we talk about on the People's Pharmacy. But what are the details? In other words, which foods are high in which vitamins and minerals and more, because there are lots of other things besides just magnesium and potassium and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin B1 and B12. So you will learn so much from this resource. We are so impressed with the effort that Dr. Lodog put into this resource.
So the more includes things like alpha-lipoic acid, choline, coenzyme Q10, and a few others.
Well, a lot of your listeners are taking statins, you know, drugs like atorvastatin, Lipitor, simvastatin, Zocor. And the whole issue of taking coenzyme Q10 to reduce your risk of muscle pain and weakness is a very interesting one that Dr. Lowdog addresses in this book. So, you know, almost everyone these days is taking a medication of one sort or another, whether it's over-the-counter or prescription, and this book will guide you through the maze.
And help you decide, do I need supplements or do I need to maybe change my diet to sort of take into account the medications that I may be on?
Exactly. So once again, the number to call, Terry.
888-202-2552. Or take yourself to WPR.org online and make a secure pledge.
Listener support, still the single biggest piece of our budget, about 40% of it. And, you know, the Ideas Network is available to the whole community, and it's available to the whole community thanks to your support. Not everyone can afford a contribution or a large contribution, big or small. We don't care how much you could contribute. The important thing is that you do take a minute right now to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, as we want to go out with a bang here on this hour of our program. Our guests today, Joe and Terry Graydon from the People's Pharmacy. You'll hear them at 7 o'clock Saturday mornings on the Ideas Network. But go ahead now, make your contribution, WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. I'm Larry Mueller. Larry Mueller here, talking today with Joe and Terry Graydon. They are co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy. You hear it right here on the Ideas Network on Saturday mornings at 7. Right after our Garden Talk show. Joe's a pharmacologist, Terry a medical anthropologist, and they are the author of many books. But we're talking about one today they didn't write. It's called Fortify Your Life, Your Guide to Vitamins, Minerals, and More by Dr. Tarone Lowdog. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions and comments as we move along today. 800-642-1234. And we have some folks who have been waiting a bit, so let's take some calls. Rosemary in Cloverland, your turn. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for having me on. By the way, I enjoy both of your shows. I will listen to them all the time.
Thank you.
I have a question. My daughter is about 9 weeks pregnant, and she's afraid of getting a cold. Her husband is a school teacher. And she's recently gone, well, before she got pregnant, she's vegan. She became vegan, and she wanted, like, I didn't know, some idea that she could safely take to prevent the cold that's coming. I know Echinacea is one that was safe for them, but I wasn't sure as to, like, you know, because she's pregnant, and I just didn't know what to suggest that she could take something to prevent that from getting cold.
Okay.
Well, the first thing that's absolutely essential, Rosemary, is for your daughter to be closely in touch with her obstetrician and ask about prenatal vitamins. And, you know, what should she be taking? How much is enough? How much might be too much? So that's number one. Number two, Terry, I think Dr. Lowdog does talk about the immune system and in particular the data around vitamin D. And so you'd want to make sure that her vitamin D levels are adequate. It's a pretty simple blood test, and that's the way you'll find out whether your daughter is in the sweet spot or a little bit on the low side.
And having vitamin D levels adequate throughout the winter is probably the best preventive approach, in addition, obviously, to staying away from people who have colds and washing your hands, getting enough sleep, all of those things. But if she were to come down with a cold, zinc might help her get over it more quickly, but I would tell her to check with the obstetrician first before she takes anything, including a supplement like zinc.
And, you know, I know this is going to sound a little on the silly side, but face masks can be helpful. So if her husband comes home from school and starts to sniffle and feels like he has a scratchy throat, I would encourage her to actually wear a face mask just to try and stay away from those germs.
And I would just point out, I just took a look in the back of in the index of Dr. Lodog's book, and there's like 13 or 14 different comments, sections relating to pregnant women. So, and talking about all the vitamins and calcium and choline and iodine and iron. So there's a lot in there, Rosemary, and you know what? It'd probably be a good gift for your daughter.
It probably would. And Larry, a lot of people don't know about choline, but it's especially important for pregnant women because it is crucial for the brain of the developing fetus.
Dr. Lodog is very interested in pregnancy and has been interacting with women for decades, especially pregnant women, to make sure that they do get adequate nutrition. So I think it would be a terrific gift. And Terry, what's that number?
The number is 888-202-2552. You can also go online at WPR.org to make a secure pledge. And we'd like to request a pledge of at least $10 a month, because when you do that, we can send you our thank you gift, Fortify Your Life, your guide to vitamins, minerals, and more.
And Rosemary, thank you so much for calling. Let's give Mike in Milwaukee a chance to join in. Mike, hello.
Hello. I have a question for you. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, a very famous cardiologist and dietitian, recommends not to take fatty foods in your diet. That includes nuts and seeds. Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who's also a famous dietitian and doctor, says, no, you need omega-3s, and that comes from nuts and seeds. So I'm confused. I have no idea.
Well, I bet you're going to get a good answer here, Mike. What about it, Joe and Terry?
It is completely understandable, Mike, that you might be confused. And I think that going to any extreme of completely eliminating a total category of macronutrients, which is fat, is probably not going to be safe for everyone.
Well, you know, I think everyone in the nutrition biz is now coming to the realization that the low-fat diet craze of the 70s, 80s, and 90s probably didn't do us any favors. Because what happened is when people stopped their fat intake, you know, the low-fat, no-fat yogurts, the no eggs, and focused more on carbs, and what they did was they also started consuming more sugar, because in order for that low-fat, no-fat yogurt to be tasty, they had to put in jam, as a for example, which was pretty sweet, that ended up causing a lot of problems. You can just look at the obesity epidemic today and realize that whatever we did for the last 20 or 30 years didn't work.
Now, of course, Dr. Esselstyn doesn't recommend that we eat those highly processed foods. He's talking about whole foods. But I think that you'd find, if you looked at Dr. Fuhrman's recommendations, that they make a lot of sense.
Well, there was an article not very long ago in the Annals of Internal Medicine. So this is a peer-reviewed journal, one of the best journals in the country, right up there with JAMA and New England Journal of Medicine. They analyzed dietary interventions. They looked at 277 trials, 24 interventions, almost a million participants. And you're not going to believe this, but here was their conclusion that dietary interventions such as reduced fat intake, and I'm quoting now, quote, had no significant effect on mortality or cardiovascular disease outcomes.
On the other hand, they did find that omega-3 polyunsaturated fats were helpful for cardiovascular disease outcomes. And they pretty much said everything else, you know, Low salt, yes, that's fine, but everything else, not so exciting.
So it's so exciting. Understandable why people are confused. We completely get it. But I think that what you'll find in Fortify Your Life is very solid, scientifically backed information.
Mike, I thank you very much for calling. By the way, you could join in, too, at 800-642-1234. Let's take a call from Alice in Hayward next. Hi, Alice.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I am having trouble staying asleep at night. I wake up maybe at 4:30, 5 o'clock. To go to the bathroom, and then I can't go back to sleep. So I started taking melatonin, and I'm just wondering, I hear that it's not habit-forming, but I'm wondering if that's true, and then if there it could interact with any drugs. I have high blood pressure that's medicated, and I guess basically that's it. What kind of dosage? The pills are 5 milligrams, and I sometimes take half a pill.
And half a pill might very well be plenty. The body produces about what?
About 30 micrograms.
Micrograms, which is a very tiny amount.
Right. I mean, there's a big controversy about how much is enough, and a lot of the dietary supplements that people buy are up to 3 milligrams.
Or even 5, as Alice is taking. We think that melatonin appears to be safe.
It's not habit-forming.
And it's especially helpful for people whose rhythm is off. So for jet lag, for example, or for somebody who wakes up too early or something of that nature.
The question I'd have is, if you're having to get up to go to the bathroom, is that associated with a diuretic in your blood pressure pill? And so taking the pill in the morning rather than the afternoon or evening, asking your doctor if maybe the diuretic could be dropped for something else, and now for another wacky home remedy.
Okay. Yes, but first, let me emphasize that before you change anything about taking your blood pressure medicine, you do need to talk with your doctor. And here's the wacky home remedy. Some people tell us that eating a small handful, maybe a dozen or so, raisins, any kind of raisins, at night, before you go to bed, I would say before you brush your teeth, actually helps them get up fewer times during the night.
Now, we can't explain it.
No science.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
We do not have a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial.
But might help, won't hurt. Doesn't cost very much. Our motto, it might be worth a try, and let us know if it works for you.
That's great. So it's, did you say maybe 10 or so raisins?
You know, a lot of people like sort of what I would call specific instructions. And when it comes to home remedies, there are no specifics.
You may actually need to do your own dose-finding trials.
So
start with a dozen raisins and see if you need more or fewer.
There we go. Good luck, Alice. Thank you. And Patty in Birchwood, your turn. Hi, Patty.
Yes, hi. I have appreciated your guest show for years, and I do take supplements, but I keep hearing other medical care providers say things like, Americans have the most expensive urine in the world because we're taking all these supplements, and then we just eliminate it. And indeed, our urine is a different color when you're taking supplements. So I would like to know what your response is to that.
Well, that was certainly
yeah.
Okay, Patty.
You.
That was certainly the conclusion of the article in the Annals of Internal Medicine that I mentioned just a little while ago. But here's the point: if people are eating that "quote unquote" well balanced diet, and by that we mean 6 or 7 helpings of vegetables every day,
and probably 3 or 4 helpings of fruit, actual fruit, not juice,
and not eating any processed food. In other words, frozen meals or canned meals, or quick takeout meals,
or processed meats like bologna or salami.
They're probably going to be doing just fine unless they're taking a medication. Remember, we pointed out that a lot of the medicines that are prescribed these days have profound impacts on nutrient levels. So what do I mean by medications? Well, blood pressure pills. A lot of the blood pressure pills have diuretics. They deplete the body of zinc, coenzyme Q10. They can affect B12. They can affect zinc.
Do they also deplete magnesium or not?
And some of them can deplete magnesium, as does the proton pump inhibitor, the acid-suppressing drug like Prilosec, Prevacid, and Nexium. If you're taking NSAIDs, you know, those pain relievers like ibuprofen or naproxen, they can deplete your body of essential nutrients. There are literally dozens and dozens of medications that will have a profound impact on your nutrient needs. So, yeah, there's such a thing as expensive urine if you are very well... what's the word, Terry?
Well, I would suggest that the expensive urine might come from taking one of these medications that's causing your body to to throw off your minerals that you need.
Well, some of those drugs now can cost hundreds of dollars a month. So, yes, talk about expensive urine. But there are people who don't need any dietary supplements or vitamins or minerals.
The lovely thing about Fortify Your Life is that Dr. Low Dog allows you to determine the appropriate plan for you. So if you need just one supplement, you'll be able to figure that out. If you need several, you'll be able to figure that out too. Also, she gives you a template for you to keep your own food journal so that you can discover for yourself whether or not you are eating a well-balanced diet. You know, a lot of us are good at fooling ourselves.
That's for sure. And that information is available in Fortify Your Life, your guide to vitamins, minerals, and more. And we'll send you a copy as a thank you gift for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio during our WPR Fall Membership Drive. Your gift of $10 a month or more, and we're going to be happy to send you a copy of Fortify Your Life, your guide to vitamins, minerals, and more. Appreciate the though, if you've contributed already, we really appreciate that. If you haven't, now would be a great time to do it. It's listener-supported radio we're talking about here. The Ideas Network is important to your life. I don't think you'd be listening otherwise. You've heard some wonderful information today from Joe and Terry Graydon, and as they also consulted with the Dr. Low Dog book, Fortify Your Life, Your Guide to Vitamins, Minerals, and More. If this kind of information is important to you, I hope you'll contribute now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. You know, Jerry wondered if there's a difference between natural and synthetic vitamins and minerals.
You know, that's a great question. And there was a time when I made fun of natural because I think we have abused that term. And I don't think your body can tell the difference between ascorbic acid that's made in a laboratory and the ascorbic acid that you would get from rose hips. But I've kind of changed my tune.
Well, one of the things is that it turns out that vitamins from natural sources often come in a whole range of chemical versions. And we get all of those versions. If, for example, you're getting your vitamin E from almonds or from olive oil, you are going to get an entire panoply of vitamin E and not just alpha tocopherol, which is what's going to be most likely in your little gel capsule.
Well, I also worry about where the vitamins are made because, to be quite candid, a lot of the vitamins and minerals and supplements are now being made abroad, where quality control may not be the same as it used to be in this country when the FDA would do routine inspections. And so I am a little concerned. Vitamin D, there was a trial that was done in Portland, Oregon several years ago, and they found that the levels were just all over the map. It might have said 1,000 international units, but in point of fact, it might have been far more or far less. So again, back to the idea of getting your nutrients from food, that makes
when
the most
can,
sense if you can. If you
best.
Need extra, I kind of like the idea of natural, even though it's a word that's been, you know, abused. Now, one last point I'd like to make, Larry, and that is you've talked about contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I think that's a great idea. But there are a lot of listeners right now who say, come on, Larry, I'm a sustainer. I automatically pledge every month without even thinking about it. Well, maybe now would be a great time to increase your pledge, increase your donation. And one way of doing that would be to add $10 a month and get a copy of Fortify Your Life. You know, sometimes people forget, oh, yeah, my credit card expired and they haven't renewed it. This would be a great time to make the call and make sure that it's ongoing.
So that number to call, 888-202-2552. You can also make those arrangements online at WPR.org.
That's WPR.org as we visit with Joe and Terry Graydon today. Wonderful information that they are providing to me and to you as we talk with them. Zeroed in on supplements, we've kind of gotten a range of questions here. Lots of great questions from listeners. We have a great community of listeners here at Wisconsin Public Radio, somewhere between 400,000 and 500,000 people tune in every week to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's a lot of people. And I don't know the percentage anymore of the number of people who contribute. Many people contribute, but there are many people who haven't been able to or just haven't gotten around to it for one reason or another. And if you're one of those people who has the means to contribute any amount, we would love to hear from you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. If you can afford $10 a month or more, we're going to be happy to send you a copy of Fortify Your Life, Your Guide to Vitamins, Minerals, and More. Somebody wondered if you got a kick out of doing shows, your show.
Oh, yes. Radio is the most fun thing we do.
Well, we've been doing it for a few years, over 40 to be precise, and we will be getting up very bright and early to do a live show next week, and that means for us about 5:30 in the morning, and we wouldn't do that if we didn't love it. And, you know, you mentioned a moment ago, Larry, a community. And that's really what this is all about. This is the opportunity to share home remedies, to share stories, to interact with people who share the same values that you do. The Ideas Network, I mean, that tells you everything you need to know. Ideas, it's what fuels us. It keeps us going. We get to interact with some of the most intelligent, most brilliant, most interesting health experts in the world. Mm-hmm. And so one way of saying thank you, of course, is to make your pledge right now.
Make your pledge. You can go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Joe and Terry Graydon, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. And again, to you, if you haven't contributed, now's the time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Put a vote in with your dollars for this program and all of the programs you enjoy here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for listening, and please stay with us. There's lots more in store on the Ideas Network.